You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Real quick, I got to do a quick blanket apology to everybody that drinks chai tea lattes. Because a few minutes ago, I said the chai tea latte is extremely crappy. It's like the crappiest thing you can order. Firestorm.
That's fight
inbox,
and talk, my
inbox,
friend.
Inbox.
Yeah.
So sorry. I'm sorry. It tastes.
You probably haven't even tried it.
Oh, I've tried it because that is my wife's order. Give me a non-fat chai tea latte if you're going through the drive-through. You know, that's her order. And
does
I've
she
tried
sound
it.
Like that when she says it?
No, it's like, give me a chai tea latte. Yeah, they're disgusting. My big thing is they taste like the way Hobby Lobby smells. So if you ever walk into a Hobby, and it's that weird.
No wonder they're a hit.
Wood, cinnamon. I don't like it. I don't care for it. I find them crappy, but I probably should have kept that to myself. So
too late now.
Sorry. All right.
I
there.
Do know
my
I do
bad.
Know an awful lot of people who worship that particular drink.
Yeah,
so.
And they're all writing in today, so.
You stepped in it.
I'm not writing back to all of you. Here's your apology. I'm sorry.
It's time for What's Your Problem?
Yeah.
Besides being mad about latte.
Let's do it.
Other than that.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Best way to reach out to us is to jump onto Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy, Dom with an M and Jeremy. That's where we get the bulk of them. You can send old-fashioned email, too. Just go to mix100.com. That's mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy tab at the top of the page, and you'll find a way to write to us. This comes from Abby. Dom and Jeremy, should you always be honest with your children? I ask because my 15-year-old has this notion that she's an incredible photographer. She's owned a camera since she was 9 and to this day talks about how she'll make a living by taking photos. Abby writes, listen, she tries her best. But all, and she put the word all
uh-oh.
In all caps,
uh-oh.
But all of her pictures are just meh.
Oh.
And I'm afraid she's going to throw away a chance to learn some other skills that could actually support her. I thought she'd get over the photography bug in a year or two, but it's been 6 years, and she still thinks she's Ansel Adams.
Google them, kids.
Google Ansel Google. Adams. Is it horribly mean to have an honest chat and say, honey, this should maybe be a hobby, but not a career? Or would that crush her soul? Help and thank you, boys. It's from Abby.
Well, she makes it intense with the crushing her soul line.
You know, the thing is, Abby's not the first parent to go through this wondering, you know, do I give them the honest talk that, you know, honey, you're not that good at that? Sometimes it's just something as funny as, you know, whether a child can sing or not. Like, they're always singing, and they think mm-hmm. they'll be a recording star someday.
And you're, like, cringing.
Right. They can't sing worth a crap. And it's like, you know, I know we live in an era of where everybody gets a gold star for everything, and everyone's mm-hmm. a perfect 10 at everything they do because you don't want to hurt their spirit. I get that. But I see Abby's concern over this. You know, she's going to sail through high school and college, maybe, thinking that she's going to make a lot. And don't
call
us and
improve?
Say, don't call us and say, some people do make a lot. We know
get
that.
It. Yeah, wedding photographers.
Some people make a
headshot
make good
people.
Money at it.
Yeah, of course.
But Abby is of the impression.
But is she jumping the gun on this? Is it too soon to say, hey, baby,
6 years? You think you get a little better.
I miss that
in six
detail.
Years.
I miss that detail. Well, I mean, if she still has high school and college to go through with many more classes and learning, that's another 8 years to really improve.
I guess.
It might be too soon to say that she's crap. But you know what? In the age of, I'm surprised it isn't more kids who want to go into photography and do this, because in the age of like Instagram and posting yeah. pictures on social media, everyone's mm-hmm. a photographer now.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got filters and the blur mm-hmm. features. And, you know, it's almost, this smacks a little bit of like wanting to be a social media star, a YouTube star.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do photography on Instagram. I'm an Instagram model.
Mm-hmm.
It smacks a little bit of that.
See, I'm actually on the mom's side here, only from the standpoint of don't discourage her from being a photographer.
Let her keep doing this.
Yes, and say, yes, keep doing it as a hobby, you know, and someday you could do a side hustle with it maybe.
Right.
But, I mean, you might want to think of a little bit more stable career path. If
Which
you don't have great skills at it.
I don't know. I'm trying to look at this, too, as like a parent. You know, if my kids were really into something, really passionate about it, is it my job to say, don't do this anymore? Don't do it. Or do you continue?
As a parent, it is your job.
Or do you continue to nurture it a little bit?
You keep blowing sunshine up their skirt for their entire life?
No, maybe you start suggesting other avenues for them to improve on what they already like, you know?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Maybe you that's how you nurture it a little bit. Try a few more avenues when it comes to photography. Take a few more classes. And if in a couple more years you still suck, then maybe you're like, have you thought about law?
You know, even if we took the photography angle out of this.
Sure.
And if it was just a pure, if your child thinks they're great at something, but they're not, are you honest with them? And some parents are like, yes, you are upfront and you tell them. And other parents are like, no, you blow sunshine their entire life.
I wonder if it's an age thing. Like you know, there's a cutesy factor to it. They like doing things all the way up to age, you know, 16, 17, when you really are going to have to start maybe buckling down and making some life choices a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you let it go up to that point and then tell them their crap?
There is a bigger conversation here because our lines are blowing up right now.
Yes.
So we're going to go to a quick break. Everybody who's on hold, stick around. We're going to come back and take your call out of the break.
Yeah.
There's a bigger topic maybe for next week is this story that I saw this morning where the headline is follow your passion, good career advice. Because I have
definite feelings on that too.
Yeah, this is similar. This is similar, but a little bit different. I like the angle of should you always be honest with your children? Anyway, lines are lit up. Hey, Sharon, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning. You told me not to call in and tell you what I've done for a living since before you were born, so I won't defend that.
I don't even understand what you just said. I don't know what you just
said. Well, you said don't call in if you're a photographer and defend photography, so I won't go there.
Oh.
No, what we were saying, no, that's not what we said. What we said was don't call and say some people make good money at photography because we're aware of that.
Okay.
We know that. We're just talking about in general, are you honest with your child if they don't have talent at something but they think they do?
Well, I think as a parent, it's your job to help them find their passion, and I don't know that we know whether mom has a good eye or not. Maybe mom doesn't have a good eye and the kid does.
No, that's a good point.
That's a funny angle.
I think as a parent, your job is to help your kids explore their passion
sure.
and learn about it. Does this girl know about all the gear and all the lights and all the schlepping? Does she know about running a business? Does she know about writing?
Yeah.
Does she know about all the
stops.
Other pieces in his appearance?
I got your F stop.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's a really good point. You know, hold on a sec. Hold on a second, Sharon.
Sharon's fired up. That's what I kind of said before we went to break. It's like, acknowledge her passion, but then maybe find other avenues for her to improve on, you know, other classes or...
I think Sharon's best point there is that what if mom has a crappy eye?
I agree. Maybe mom doesn't have
like
the photography
eye. Like, did Picasso's parents look at Pablo and say, Pablo, you got to come up with something else. You've got these people, their eyes are on the same side of their head.
Yes. Or you mentioned Ansel Adams a few minutes ago in the note, which is just a lot of wildlife photography and stuff. And was somebody just like, it's just a waterfall, dude. Eh.
You know, what if Ansel Adams' parents had said, dude, have you ever heard of color? It's all black and white stuff.
Yeah, right? I don't even like this.
Sharon, great call. Thank you for being on the show.
Sharon.
We got to take some others. Jessica, good morning. What do you have to say about this?
Good morning. I was going to say that she should have her daughter go and take more classes and then let the teacher decide if she's good or not and maybe improve it there. And then that way she's not the bad parent saying, you suck at this.
Yeah, but again, a lot of times teachers will tell you that you suck. Like, you know, and then you move on in your life and you're very successful at what you do.
Plus, just throwing this out there, Jessica, food for thought, if you're like paying to have the child take lessons, it does not behoove that person to tell your child they suck because they want to keep making the money off of them. Whereas a parent doesn't have a monetary, well, they do have a monetary interest, but not to the same extent.
Right. It's their job.
Like, it's rare that somebody will pay somebody, let's say, to take piano lessons. And after three, the piano instructor says, "You suck. I don't want any more of your money.
Stop coming back."
Well, yes, I agree with that completely. But what if they gave, like, feedback and they got discouraged and they realized, well, maybe I'm not that good at it. So then they start pursuing other careers.
Yeah, it's a good
point. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Jessica, thank you for the call. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Here's Tracy. Tracy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
I am all about being honest, but I don't understand why honesty has to be so black and white. Why can't it be about a conversation with them so that it may not be a closed subject, but there's a little bit more truth to this isn't 100% the direction you go in, but we'll explore it together. I think as parents, we need to love through our honesty, and sometimes that's hard truth.
You need to have the side hustle conversation.
I think what you're saying is gentle truth.
Yes.
But absolutely. Again, I'm going back to that first call. What does the mom know about photography? What does she know?
Well.
But I think if you're having an open discussion, then you can talk about what does she know and explore others that might have insight that the daughter needs so that truth can come also from other avenues.
Tracy, I'm glad you called us. Thanks for listening and have a fun day, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks as well.
Thank you for being on the show. We're going to try to squeeze in one more. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're good.
Great day. What do you think?
Well, I went through this when I was younger, and I thought everything was great. And what I did was you really learn photography. It's a pretty much self-taught thing. What makes you good is you need to be critiqued. And I understand about, you know, parents telling their kids things, you know. You know, telling a kid, you know, you look at a kid's coloring project when they're in kindergarten, growing up, whatever. At 15 years old, you know, you love what they do. And the other thing that I was thinking too is, there's places that you can actually go. And if you're, you know, 15, 18 years old, you can actually go to like Life Touch. They're the ones that photograph, they train you. They do all this training and they critique your work and it's an ongoing thing.
She just needs more training, Dave, more training.
More training.
And do the high school. I did 4 years of photography in high school and like 3.5 in college. And you gain so much more knowledge doing it that way. Oh, yeah. Huh. I could go in the dark room and develop everything. And it was a blast, man.
Dave, thank you for that call.
Yeah, thanks,
I liked
Dave.
All the feedback from all of the listeners had pretty good feedback because I'm very much a tough love kind of guy with stuff. But they brought up some good points. And I keep going back to Sharon's whole question of how do we know mom can even judge
Thank you very much. That was the best point.
They were all good points. That one just resonated with me.
You need a second and third opinion, I think.
I have a feeling we're going to be getting more and more comments sent in through social media.